Consideration 25, the general judgment. Quote, "The Lord shall be known when he executeth judgments," unquote. Psalm 9, verse 17. First point, the general resurrection. At present, there is no one in this world more despised than Jesus Christ. There is more respect shown to a peasant than to the Lord. For we are afraid to insult a peasant or provoke him to anger, lest he should seek revenge. But insults are offered to God and are repeated as wantonly as if he could not avenge them whenever he pleases. The wicked, says Job, looked upon the Almighty as if he could do nothing. Therefore, the Redeemer has appointed a day of general judgment, and which is called in the Scripture the day of the Lord, on which Jesus Christ will make known the greatness of his majesty. The Lord shall be known when he executeth judgments. Hence that day is called not a day of mercy and pardon, but a day of wrath, a day of tribulation and distress, a day of calamity and misery. Yes, for then the Lord will come to repair the honor which sinners have sought to take from him on this earth. Let us examine how the judgment of this great day will take place. The coming of the judge will be preceded by fire. A fire shall go before him. Fire will descend from heaven and shall burn the earth and all things upon the earth. The earth and the works which are in it shall be burnt up. Thus palaces, churches, villas, cities, kingdoms, all must be reduced to one heap of ashes. This house, defiled by sins, must be purified by fire. Behold the end of all the riches, pomps, and pleasures of this earth. After the death of all men, the trumpet will sound, and all will rise again. As often, says Jerome, as I consider the day of judgment, I tremble. That trumpet appears always to sound in my ears. Arise, ye dead, and come to judgment. At the sound of this trumpet, the souls of the just will descend to be united to the bodies with which they served God in this life, and the unhappy souls of the damned will come up from hell to take possession of the accursed bodies with which they offended God. Oh, how great will be the difference between the bodies of the just and the bodies of the damned. The just will appear whiter, more beautiful, and more resplendent than the sun. Then the just shall shine as the sun. Happy he who knows how to mortify his flesh in his life by refusing it forbidden pleasures, and who, to keep it under greater check, imitates the saints by denying it even lawful gratifications, and by treating it with severity and contempt. Oh, how great will then be the happiness of those who will have practiced mortification of the flesh. We may estimate it from the words which St. Peter of Alcantara addressed after death to St. Teresa. Quote, "O happy penance, which merited for me so great glory," unquote. But on the other hand, the bodies of the reprobate will appear black and hideous, and will send forth an intolerable stench. Oh, how great the pain of the damned in taking possession of their bodies. Accursed body, the soul will say, to indulge you, I have brought myself to perdition. And the body will say, accursed soul, why have you, who had the use of reason, allowed me the pleasures which have merited for you and me the eternal torments of hell?